Torah Weil Shishi, Or Lechaf Al Cheshvan, 24th of October, Rabbi Shai Schlesinger, Parshas Chayesara.
Shus Hatzibu. The Gabba just mentioned Torah Weil Shishi. Well, we all remember from Yeshiva time what it means Torah Weil Shishi. It means through the night. Don't know what the plan is with the chant and the kugel, but Leil Shishi is a very, very long Leil Shishi. Till the nets, till the alois. But at least we have a zecher of the years of yeshiva. And maybe it has a special meaning. Torah Leil Shishi. And we'll try to explain it. We find in this week's parasha, Chayesara, we all know, Avraham Avinu realized that he needs a shidduch for his son Yitzchok. Richtig, the posuk, Avraham zokim bo bayomim, and he needed a shidduch, which is common practice by most people. There comes a time when you have to find a shidduch for yourself, you have to find a shidduch for your children. They picked the shatchan, which is also extremely common practice. He took Eliezer, Eved Avraham. He chose him. He should be the shatchan for Yitzchok. Everything normal. Everything common. We live it through every day, every year, every person, most persons. And then, things have changed completely. It went from low gear to high gear. Eliezer Eved Avraham took Asorah Gmalin on a journey of 10 days. Hayoim Yotzosi v'Hayoim Bosi. The Rebbe Yishlom made a ness that in the same evening, the same day that Eliezer Eved Avraham left Avraham Avinu, he was there wherever he had to be in the same day. And then comes the Eliezer Eved Avraham, zogt a tefillah for the Ribbono shel Olam, and he makes an extreme limitation. He makes a siman on his own accord, which will be very hard to match. The young lady who will be and will come, and I'll ask her to give us some water. She'll have to agree to give me the water, and not only for me, for the Gmalim. This will be the Shidduch of Yitzchok. Gewaltige limitation in a Shidduch. They say today, people come to a shatchan and tell them, you know, I'm not choosy, I'm not fussy. I just want a plain boy for my daughter. Honestly, I'm with simple people. So I've got a wonderful idea for you. The bocher, how old is he? Whatever he is, you're not fussy. I'm not fussy, but got to be at a certain age. Okay, no good. Got a wonderful bocher for you. Where's the learning? Just in this yeshiva. Ach, I thought you're not fussy. You're not choosy. I rather not. But it's got to be certain yeshivas, I mean, and so on and so on. The shatran becomes impatient. And now comes the shatran of the Eliezer Eved Avraham. It's got to be a girl who'll come. It's got to be of the family of Avraham Avinu. The place where Avraham Avinu comes from. Got to be able to ask her to give him water. And she has to offer on her own accord to give him water, the Gemali water. And he found it. She came. The Medrash says, when Avraham Avinu said, the Malachim will be with you. So there were two Malachim. One Malach went with the Ezer Eved Avraham. The second Malach went to Rivka and pushed her out of the house towards the well of water. Speaks to her, somehow he gives already the matonas, this gewaltige betochten, the munne. And it's the same family, the right family, the right girl, the right simonim he wanted. The brother and father agrees. In the morning, the father seconds out. Within minutes, he's not alive. Comes back with Rivka. Yitzchok is mispalel. He tells the whole story to Yitzchok, and she becomes his wife. Psuchen nissim v'niflois. Started off with a simple hishtadlis, avomovinu, babayzokim, babayomim, Hashem Beres Avon Bakoili Adesani Nidu the Shidduch. He sent the Shatchan and starting off Nes Achanes Malochim Acha Malochim Hashgocha Protius Acha Hashgocha Protius. Aboisai. We said before, looking for a Shidduch is common practice, speaking to a Shatchan is common practice, and I'm telling you, Nisim v'niflois are also a common practice. This Pasha comes to teach us that the life of a Yid, whatever he does, whatever he wants to do, and he needs Hatzloche and Broche, there's only one Riboine Shaloilom who will guide him and will make it happen. Just have to open our eyes, and if not our eyes, our brain, to know. Ani mamim b'emuno shleimo, sha'boire yizborach shemoi, hu boire, umanhig lechol abruim. Not only the Rebbein Shlom, the creator of the world, hu boire, nor umanhig, every step in life, every part of the Anhogas Olam is the Rebbein Shalom, and it's true. It's a fact. It's a Metzias. We only need Parshas Chayesore to open our eyes. We say in Kiddush, Zecher Lemaise Bereishis, Zecher LeYetzias Mitzrayim. Maise Bereishis were the 6 days when the Rebbein Shnoylem created the world. Zecher LeYetzias Mitzrayim was the time when Klal Yisrael saw how the Rebbein Shnoylem ran the world. How he makes a difference between a Mitzri and a Yid. In the same glass, the Yid has got water and the Mitzri hot blood or dam. Zecher LeYetzias Mitzrayim. Unfortunately, we remember and know and realize the Zecher LeMaise Bereishis, but we seem to forget the Zecher LeYetzias Mitzrayim. In the previous parsha, steht im Posuk, Vayiso Eino Vayar Vineshloisha Anoshin Mitzovim Olov. Abraham Avinu picked out his eyes and saw three malochim. Vayar, he saw the malochim. Vayorot likrosom, and he ran towards them. Frag the Chofetz Chaim. Abraham Avinu, the age of 99, he made a bris mila. He was ill. The Rebbein Shlom came to be mevake choile. He wasn't well. How come Bayorots? How were they able to run towards the Malochim? So the Chofetz Chaim, Rashi brings the Medrash, there were three Malochim. One of the Malochim was Lerapois Es Avrohom. One of the Malochim came to give a brocha to Avraham Avinu, he should become well. So the Chofetz Chaim, Vayar! He saw the Malach, and the Malach saw him. So the Malach was there. If he was there, Avraham Avinu was healthy. When the Rebbe Yishlom does end something, it doesn't take time. It doesn't need tablets. It doesn't need surgery. It doesn't need Vayar. The Malach was there. Vayot. Avraham Avinu was healthy at anything, and he was able to run towards the Malachim. The Rebbe Yishlom is manig es ho'olam. How did all the nisim happen to Eliezer Eved Avraham? Vayisapeloi es kol asher oso. So that's how I saw in the sefer, maybe the Metaten sefer was angesumt. Sis kol asher oso. What Yitzchok did? Sagte yo. He told Yitzchok what he did with his tefillas. You Yitzchok were mispalel, but you don't know what happened from the tefillas. I saw how your tefillas unfolded in reality. I sapo evet koil asher oso. You have to be mispalel to the Ribbono shel Olam, and through Rachmei Shomayim, the Ribbono shel Olam does all the miracles which we see. We have to believe. Got it a fact. The Shmoyne Esra of Shachris is instrumental what happens during the day in the office. The koyach, the power behind the Hatzloche is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam throughout Phyllis. What happens during the day is a result, is the choice from the Tfilah we davened. I heard a story, someone once came to the Chazon Ish and he told him, I go through Shmoyne Esre and it's amazing. Chazon asked him, why? We begin Shmoyne Esre with Ovoy Savon Mitzvah V'Yakov and we go to Tchias HaMesim, Kedusha, Das, Seichel, Teure, Mechilas Avoynes, Gual Yisroel, Gulas Yisroel, Refuah, and then Boch Aleinu Sashona Azoyis, business, Panosse, doesn't come in. We're speaking about gewaltige Sachen. Kedusha, Teuro, Das, Boruch Aleinu. So the Chazon Ish, last week was the Yahrzeit. Panosse in the office might be a reader. But to believe and see that Parnosi is Borei Choleinu, the words of Shmuel Esra, it's a goyse madrege, it's as great as Das Teuro. You have to believe and be convinced that the Parnosi is Borei Choleinu. There's a story of the Bais Halevi. Someone once came to Bisalevi. Bisalevi reflected, "Nu, what's Tutir? What do you do?" The Rebbe, and a small office, a small business. And Bisalevi waits. He says, "Dr. Nochamol, but I ask you, what do you do?" "Ah, Benes, I've got a small business, but in the evenings I've got another half hour, an hour, I do something else. Another episode, a business, a bissl panosse." "Mr. Levy, my kind, what do you do?" "Dr. Rebbe, I don't know, I've got nothing to answer anymore." So to all these things you mentioned, macht der Ribbono shel Olam. Ribbono shel Olam does your business. What do you do? How do you daven? How do you learn? How do you emunah b'Hashem? How is your diktuk ha-mitzvahs? How the Shmiras Shabbos, how the Kedusha in your home, this is what you do. All these things you mentioned, is Boruch Aleinu Sashona Azois, Zecher V'Yitzias Mitzrayim. All this macht Ribbono shel Olam. Everyone knows how Yosef HaTzadik came out of prison. Paro had a dream, and he couldn't understand the dream. He needed someone to give him an explanation for the dream. So he looked everywhere, couldn't find anyone, till the Saramashkin said, "Oh, I've got someone for you, Yosef HaTzadik." So how did Yosef HaTzadik leave the prison? How did he become free? Because Paroi had a problem. So the Bezalevi name, the Pasuk says it different. The time came for Yosef HaTzadik to leave the prison. The time came for Yosef HaTzadik to be freed. Uparoi choylem. That is why Paroi had a dream. It is not because Paroi had a dream and he had no alternative but to take out Yosef HaTzadik. Nein. There's an anhoges haboyre. So there are reboyne shaloylem. Vayihi mikeis nosayim yomim. The time has come for Yosef HaTzadik to be freed. That is why uparoi choylem. If you ask anyone, not anyone, you can't ask me, but you ask many people, how was business today? He would say, Baruch Hashem, had a customer came in, had gekauft, ah, gewaltige Hatzloche, sind nicht ames. When you daven Baruch Aleinu Sashon, as is in the morning, the Eibishter told you, you're going to have a broche, going to have Hatzloche, that is why the customer came in. It is not because the customer came in you had panosa, because you needed panosa, and the Eibishter said, yes, you're going to have the panosa. That is why the customer came to you. The Ramban Zogt in Sof Pashel Boy, everyone knows the Ramban, but it's Negea, so we'll say it again. The Ramban Zogt, Mina Nisim Hagdoilim Hamefusomim. When we see special situations, when we see special Nisim, we know that everything is Nisim. Where do we say Al Hanisim of Hanukkah and Purim? In Moedim. When we speak about a common, normal day, you've got to use these special situations. When the Eibishter gives them the matone, and we see the anhoges haboire, we got to learn from this that alles is nisim. Sagt weiter der Ramban, Pachat. She'ein lo'odom chelik b'toiras Moshe Rabbeinu. One cannot have a part in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. At she'namin, till we believe, b'chol dvoreinu u'mikreinu, whatever happens to us, she'kulom nisim, the old nisim from the Rabbeinu shel Olam. Ein bohem teva u'min hogoi shel Olam. There's no nature. There's no minhog shel olam. Bein berabim, bein beyochid. Individuals, other communities. Elim yase hamitzve yatzlichenu schoroi. If we do the rotzen Hashem, we do the will of Hashem, we are matzliach. Avada, it seems that there is nature. If we work, we earn. If we don't work, we don't earn. It seems. But emune, we got to believe. Now we'll come to the Leil Shishi Torah way. We start the week on a Monday morning. We think so. We go to the office. We open the office. We work hard. 6 hours, 7 hours, not in England, but anyway, Monday Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's becoming shorter Friday, Baruch Hashem. We work the whole week. On Baruch Hashem, we make panose. We go to shul to Kabbalah Shabbos. Likras Shabbos lechu v'neilcho. We go towards the Shabbos. Ki hi mekoir habrocho. This is the source of brocha. The whole week we work. That's not the mekoir habrocha. Shabbos, we go to shul. We daven. We sit with our family. We say zmiras v'sish bochois. We eat a wonderful suda. And we have a wonderful rest. That's where the brocha is. Likra Shabbos b'chu v'neilcho, ki hi mekoir ha-brocha. The whole week is only a by-result of the brocha we are zoiche on Shabbos Kodesh. We all know the Zohar. Everything during the week is a result of the Shabbos Kodesh. It's very hard. It's Thursday night. We soon have to feel and believe that whatever we did through the week is only a punishment of the chet of other merishim. But that's not the source of the brocha. The brocha is Shabbos. We need 24 hours to change our thoughts, our machshavos, from working hard in the office to believe. Sitting in this medrash brings the brocha. Oh, it's emes. Emes v'yatziv. The brocha comes from Baruch Aleinu. The brocha comes from Shabbos Kodesh. That is why Likras Shabbos lechu b'neilcho. We go toward the Shabbos. It's not because Shabbos comes. Unfortunately, I can't continue my business. Chas v'sholem. Adderabe, Baruch Hashem, Shabbos comes in early, so the bracha comes earlier. Likra Shabbos lechu v'neilcho, ki hi mekoir ha-brocha. It's not so easy to put our thoughts in the right direction. It's very wise to start Thursday night. Leil Shishi Torah way. Whatever we spoke is a Torah way. The world is different. What we see the whole week is different. I remember once I went with a taxi in Yerushalayim. It was a half an hour, three quarters of an hour before Shabbos. I told the driver, what I am paying you now is still from last Shabbos. Still the broche of last Shabbos. The broche comes from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Don't be Salevi, what do you do? What the Eibishter does, I know. But what's our part? Gedolei Yisrael had such immense emunah and betochen. Tatzangun sagt mir, the Bris Krov, we can't imagine the emunah b'Hashem. Every bit of his shtadlus was against his nature. He writes in the letter the Chazanish, "Ani sonu ha'ishtadlus." I hate ishtadlus. Ishtadlus means working in order to have success. Ubifrat she'ein to'ilosom boru. Especially when we don't know what ishtadlus is good or bad. We don't know. Maybe closing the business is good. Who knows? So say once there was a rabbi in London. So one grocer came up to the rabbi and said that, unfortunately, the business doesn't go so well. So the rabbi asked him, what time do you close on Friday? Not for 2 hours before this man. So I think you should close dinner time. Okay. What time do you open Matzah Shabbos? Not in the winter, 2 hours after this man. I don't think you should open Matzah Shabbos. I remember my brother told me, tell me if it still doesn't work, you should close it all together. We don't know. We don't know what is the shtadl, what is the chaznish. Ani sonu ha-ishtadlis, ubifrat she'in to your loss on boru. We all need gewaltige Siate Dishmaya. With ourselves, children, grandchildren, Begashmiyas, Beruchniyas, all over, we need Siate Dishmaya. Siate Dishmaya is Vayetze Yitzog Lesuach Basode. Take a Tehillim, take a Gimbore, check your Tefillin, check your Mezuzahs, Digduk HaMitzvahs, Shmira Shabbos, as we had this year before. This is our part. Leave. You don't have to leave it anyway. Leave the rest of the Rebbein Shmuel. Ani mamim be'emuno shleimo hu boire u manhig zecher li yitzias Mitzrayim is that important as zecher le maisi bereishis. The same Rebbein Shmuel created the world is manhig yesu oylam. Unfortunately, we live in a gashmizdige world, in a gashmizdige surrounding, and we depend on the Shtadlers the whole time. But we have to remember to have a munda betochen in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. How wonderful is the idea to start and change the Torah way, not wait till we get it to Bes Medrash tomorrow, but a few hours earlier. Ein Chazan, Yiboyne Shaloylom, Alta Azvenu, you have helped us up to now. Valtichenu Hashem Alekinu Lonetzach. It is my brocha to the organizers of this idea and the Taka bring the Shabbos. If they bring the Kugel and the Chon, then it's Shabbos. The Taka bring the Shabbos early. But the most important is the idea of the Shabbos. Kihi mekoir habrocho. The broch is Shmoyne Esre. The broch is Shabbos. When we live a life of Ruchnius, Besmedrash, Toiro, family, Sudas Shabbos, Alzis Ruchnius. This is where the mekoir habrocho is. Whatever our vision tells us, over the Emes bleibt Emes. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the Manhig Yesu Olam. And if this will be a little lesson for us, it's very hard to tell a person, forget about the Shtadlers, it's a gewaltige Madrege. But maybe we should try to practice a bit. Lemoshel, if we have a shir in a certain time, and up comes in a business appointment, and it disturbs the shir. If the appointment is not too important, which usually is not, try to push off the appointment for the sake of the shir. Kihi mekoir habrocho. The brocho is the shir. We have a seder we daven in a certain minyan in the morning, which is maybe a bit longer than the other minyan. Don't make a business appointment which will disturb the seder at tefillah. Kihi mekoir habrocho. The brocha comes from the tefillah. Believe me, I tried it many times. Try to avoid the seder in order to arrange. Most times, when it's in time of seder, it's not so successful. Kihi mekoir habrocho. Teure, ruchnius, tefillah, Shabbos Kodesh, in short, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. This should be the lesson of the wonderful idea of the Leil Shishi Torah way, and maybe we zoiche to a bit, to get nearer to Hashem, nearer to Torah Mitzvahs, and uplift our Ruach, our Madrege, to live in a certain way from Emune and Betochen. Um Boruch HaGeva Shayiftach B'Hashem, those people who have Betochen in the Eibishter, V'Hoyo Hashem Miftachoi. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam will reward him that he'll fulfill whatever he needs. May the Rebbeinu Shel Olam give us the brocha. We should have whatever we need. Begashmis, beruchnis, benachas, mit kinder, and shiduchim, and whatever we need. And shall bekorah bizoicha to be mekabel, pnei Mashiach tzidkenu, bimheiro v'yameinu, amen v'amen, un'a guten Shabbos.